Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends, and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, there really were no surprises in live cattle futures as the market followed through from Friday. Today will be critical technically. A break below support of the 20-day moving average could trigger further liquidation despite strong underlying cash support. One has to wonder why futures could not catch and trade higher when box beef prices increased nicely again. It's clearly evident that strong demand has not run its course. The chart action is almost identical to price action on March 18th and 19th. April, May, and June hog contracts made new highs yesterday. May and June quickly became the victims of aggressive selling, posting triple-digit losses along with the other contracts through the end of the year. April closed higher as it remains close to cash with 3 days left to trade. Even with significant losses, the trend is still up as there was no breach of the trend line. This is another healthy correction to a bullish market. The selling was technical in nature, not fundamental. Now, July Kansas City wheat's trading up about a penny higher early today after all three wheat corrected lower yesterday. Dry weather concerns for the northwestern U.S. plains and western Canadian prairies are still valid, but there is some precipitation on this morning's weather map across the northern plains. Parts of the southwestern U.S. plains have chances for moderate rain amounts this week, but coverage is apt to be spotty. May corn is trading up about a penny and a quarter cents higher this morning, finding early support after dropping 10 and three-quarter cents the past two sessions. This morning's weather map shows again precipitation falling from eastern Montana to northern Minnesota, but the heaviest amounts this week are expected near Louisiana and the Gulf states, while most of the Corn Belt remains dry. In Brazil, the second corn crop could use more rain, but the seven-day forecast is mostly dry for southern Brazil, showing better rain chances for central Brazil later this week. May soybeans are up about 6 cents early today, taking back part of yesterday's 21-cent loss with help from an early gain of 82 cents in May soybean oil. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
April live cattle down 70 cents yesterday, 122.72. The June down 47, 122.10. April feeder cattle down 25, 144.50. May's up 7 cents, 149.70. May hogs down 197, 104.40. Kansas City wheat, May's down 7.5, 579. July was down 7.5, 586 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May down 10 and 3 quarters yesterday, 628. July was down 9 and a quarter at 631 and a quarter. May corn down 8 and a quarter, 569. July's down 6 and 3 quarters at 5.56. May soybeans down 21 cents at 13.82. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.